Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool's win against Spurs is a gentle reminder by Sam Maguire. A gentle reminder from me that if you want to enjoy Sam's article to the full, go to anfieldindex.com and have a look at the images that go with it. Liverpool's win against Spurs was Jurgen Klopp's men putting the league on notice. The Reds went into the evening kickoff on Saturday, having not won a game since the turn of the year. Swansea City, Wolves, Plymouth and Southampton had all arrived at Anfield, frustrated the hosts, and walked away with something to show for it. Fortress Anfield was in ruins. Liverpool were a wounded animal, and Spurs could have taken full advantage of it if they had been smart. They weren't, though. Instead, they played right into the hands of Liverpool, and it was a reminder to the rest of the league, attack us at your own peril. Play a high line and you'll regret it. Give Sadio Mane space to attack and he'll punish you. Liverpool dismantled the team sitting in second position in the league table without breaking a sweat. It finished 2-0, but it could have been 4, or 5 or even 6. Spurs arrived on Merseyside with the best defensive record in the league, but were made to look average and were put to the sword by a rampant attack. You'd be forgiven for thinking it was Spurs with the question marks hanging over their defence after watching the opening 45 minutes. What Liverpool did well against Spurs. In recent weeks, Liverpool have been accused of being lacklustre and playing on their heels. Against Spurs, though, it was the complete opposite. In the picture above, you see both Adam Lallana and Gini Wijnaldum looking to win the ball back before Victor Wanyama has even had time to bring the ball down. Liverpool wanted to win the second ball before Spurs had even thought about what to do with the first one. They cut off the passing lanes and rushed the former Southampton man. He's brilliant at what he does, but passing under pressure isn't at the top of his CV. The Reds stop Wanyama from playing the ball as it bounces loose. Firmino drops from his attacking position to regain possession ahead of Toby Alderweireld. The Brazilian is quicker off the mark and is able to get to the ball before the Belgian. Firmino plays the ball back to Wijnaldum, and the Dutch midfielder makes the most of the disjointed Spurs defence to thread the ball through the area Alderweireld would usually be patrolling. It's quick football, fueled by quick thinking and capped off by the fact that they have a player in Mane with electric pace who's capable of getting on the end of such a pass. This was Liverpool at their destructive best. The second goal arrives after aggressive positioning from the Liverpool midfield and attack. It was clearly a ploy for the entire game for Liverpool to get the ball forward as quickly as possible. In the picture above, Eric Dier is looking to bring down a long ball forward. Mane is already off the mark to ensure the former Sporting Lisbon player has no time to ready himself to pick out a pass to the Spurs left. The rest of the Liverpool players are all in positions to block passes down the right-hand side. They're effectively forcing Spurs to do one of two things. Rush, go long and lose the ball, or play through the press and risk getting caught with the ball in their own half. Nobody knows what Dier intended because Mane gave him no time to do anything. He won the ball back and drove forward before playing the ball to Lallana. Lloris made two good saves before the Senegalese attacker fired home emphatically. It all stemmed from the Liverpool press. In the picture above, you see Spurs in possession in the final third. Both of their fullbacks are advanced, as are the holding midfielders. Liverpool have the eight outfield players behind the ball. Wanyama's in possession and there are passes on. However, Lallana rushes him and he attempts to play a square ball to Davies, which Mane intercepts with ease. This is when you get to see how frightening the Reds can be on the attack. Mané plays the pass to Lallana before continuing his run into the acres of space ahead of him down the Liverpool right. Lallana then draws three Spurs players onto him before working the ball back out to Mané with a clever outside of the boot pass. Mané attacks Dier. Firmino cuts in from the left side position he's taken up initially to keep Alderweireld occupied, and Coutinho looks to attack the vacant space on the Liverpool left. Just 8 seconds separate the first picture and the third, but Klopp's men manage to go from having numbers behind the ball to having the man over an attack just like that. They break with speed and they commit men to the cause. It was a destructive performance, which all but assures no team comes to Anfield looking to attack again this season. But all it takes is for a team to switch off just for a moment, and Liverpool can spring from the fence, put the ball in the back of the net, and this forces the opposition to attack. It's pretty safe to say that all of us Reds watchers just want one thing, and that's to see those four guys who make up our best attack clicking in the way they did against Spurs, and possibly even improving on that performance, because I think that is definitely possible. As Sam points out in his piece here, the key ingredient, the thing that separates out the performance on Saturday from all the sort of try-hard efforts in the previous weeks, it's sad to say, but it is Mané's pace. So when Jürgen's doing his sums this summer, let's hope that he's including a hefty chunk of the change available to him to get some other people who can rival Sadio for speed, because that is the single most important factor in turning this from an attack full of ball-playing, clever, inventive footballers to an attack full of ball-playing, clever, inventive footballers who can actually score goals because of that X factor, which is Sadio Mane's pace.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.